body aches at bedtime, Sierrasil is a natural mineral supplement that supports joint health, calms inflammation, and we're so sure it'll work for you as it has for me and my husband for over 10 years. It has a money-back guarantee. Go to Sierrasil.com, Sierrasil, and use the code DRIFT for 14% off. Hello, I'm Erin, and welcome to Drift. Here we bring you stories with happy endings. Well, mostly anyway. But if we do this right, with a short meditation to begin, the telling of a tale, and then waves to help you drift off, you'll be asleep by the time we say our goodnights. This one comes from a Life magazine contest held over a century ago, calling for readers, but more importantly writers, to send in their short stories. Some 30,000 were submitted, and of the 81 published, prizes were given to the top three, with first prize garnering a princely sum of $1,750, while others received a per-word award. And being 1916, in the midst of what would be known as the First World War, the entries, we are told, came from all over the world. From sufferers on hospital cots, from literary toilers in the Philippines, from Europe, Asia, and Africa, and from every American state. We don't know if Canada was represented. One manuscript was sent from a trench at the French battlefront, where the story had been written between hand grenades, if you can imagine. Every kind of tale was represented, but the war story and the love story led them all. And we'll share one of those. I imagine it to have been written by one of those occupants of a hospital cot. And we'll get to it in just a moment. It's called Man May Love by Robert Sharp and features a dedicated nurse, just like the front office at Envy Pillow, which has two of them. Thank you, Envy Pillow, for making all of our Drift stories free to listen to. It's a Canadian company started by two registered nurses who saw a need for a special kind of wrinkle-preventing pillow for patients who'd had dermatological or cosmetic work. Kathy and Kim have embraced not only skin-deep anti-aging, but thankfully, comfort for all of us, with only the finest elements, including antimicrobial copper, and ingredients in each of their products that back up their planet-friendly ethics. From eye masks to their unique pillows, find it all at envypillow.com. That's envypillow.com. Oh, and be sure to use the code word DRIFT to receive 10% off your purchase. And sleep with the best. And just before we begin our life-winning story, Man May Love, let us fully relax and prepare to receive. Let's begin here, as we like to do, with a few moments of relaxation. Wherever you are, whether in bed or a chair, perhaps you're traveling and just need that little nudge to take your mind off of everything. Thank you for being here. We'll start out with a deep breath in and out. Great. Now, as we do it this time, feel the breath entering your lungs through your nostrils or your mouth. Feel that life-giving air as you breathe in and now breathe out. I'm going to ask you to let your body feel heavy wherever you are. Lower your shoulders. Let your head feel heavy on your pillow or headrest. And now that your shoulders are doing a bit less of the heavy lifting, allow your arms and hands to just be limp. Take another deep breath in now, and let that life go right down to your feet, and just swivel your ankles a bit and let them rest. Now to your calves and thighs, let them feel heavy. Your backside, your back, around to your belly, and finally, with one last deep breath in, your chest full, now out. Your whole torso, shoulders, neck relaxed. And if you would, just think these words. I am safe. I am loved. I am at peace. And if you're ready, let's drift. Miss Young, I want to ask you something. And Jeffrey modestly pulled the sheets close up under his pink chin. I suppose you'll think me an awful bore for saying this to you so abruptly, but I'm dreadfully in earnest. Will you marry me, please? Miss Young did not stop a minute in her deft arrangement of his breakfast tray. She didn't even blush. No, I don't think I will, she answered. You see, I can't marry everyone that asks me. How many have you married already? Well, I haven't married any yet. Then marry me. The unruffled little nurse smiled at his impetuosity. You know, she said, every marriageable male that I have ever nursed has proposed to me. It is merely a sign of recovery. It ought to go on the list of symptoms. My proposal is a symptom, all right, but not of recovery. It is a symptom that I am desperately in love. You do it beautifully, but you are not quite so romantic as Antonio, my last potential husband. He wanted me to flee with him to Italy, but his wife came and took him away. Jeffrey was indignant. Do you think I'm going to let you stay here while every Tom, Dick, and Italian Harry proposes to you? Better eat your breakfast, Sonny. Sonny. Jeffrey flounced over, his face to the wall. I don't care for any breakfast, thank you. All right, I'll take the tray away in a minute. And with a knowing smile, she left the room. Jeffrey was 21, possessing all the impetuousness and dignity accessory to that age. He had offered his love and been laughed at. She had called him Sonny. Yet, during those 3 past weeks of antiseptic nightmare, she had been extremely kind to him. Perhaps she loved someone else. At the thought, Jeffrey became quite disconsolate. But finally he turned over, and his eyes fell upon the breakfast tray, laid temptingly beside his bed. A ravenous hunger assailed him. He pulled the tray onto the bed and began to eat. After all, things were not so bad. A woman always had to be coaxed. Meanwhile, Miss Young was talking it over with a sister nurse at breakfast in the nurse's quarters. What I want to know, Haney, is this. When do we ever get a fair chance at a man? We don't get away from the hospital long enough at a time to capture one. And here, where we receive proposals every day, it's against the rules to marry the patients. Did he propose to you? Interposed Haney. Yes, he did. And he's a nice boy, too. Excuse me, not for mine. I'm vaccinated against marriage. I'm tired of having men growl and grumble at me all the time. Sure, so am I. But Haney, wouldn't it be perfectly grand to have just one great big man to jaw at you? He asked me to call him Jeffrey. Look here, kid. You're not falling in love, are you? demanded the quizzical Haney. I wonder if he has another girl, answered Miss Young irrelevantly. About noon, Jeffrey became exceedingly restless. Miss Young smoothed his pillows again and again. Once, when her hand strayed temptingly near, he grasped it and kissed it. It must be confessed that Miss Young didn't withdraw her hand quite so quickly as the superintendent would have thought proper. She even blushed, and that was very unusual for the sophisticated nurse. Gee, I know I'm an awful bore to keep bothering you like this, but haven't you changed your mind? Don't you think you can marry me?
Look here, Jeffrey.
She really hadn't meant to call him Jeffrey.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm the only woman you've seen in the last 3 weeks. I may have helped pull you over some pretty rough places. Of course you think you have to marry your benefactor.
I have to marry you, Miss Young, but that's not the reason. I'm going to ask you 3 times a day, until you consent to be my wife.
Well, keep it up, Jeffrey. It will help pass the time.
Miss Young had quite regained her customary impenetrability. Jeffrey kept his word. When his nurse was in the room, he watched her continually, and at the most unexpected times, propounded the old question. If she left the room, he always developed a dreadful thirst as an excuse for an imperative summons. Even Miss Young found it hard to doubt his sincerity. She floundered between natural emotions and her professional indifference. At last, Jeffrey was pronounced well, and yet the girl had not consented. He had no excuse for remaining longer. So with evident bad humor, he consented to go. Miss Young, he said, I'm going home today, and I just won't leave you here for some dirty patient to be grabbing at your hand and proposing to you all the time. Marry me and come away from here.
Jeffrey, I'm going to give you a square deal. You go home for a month, see other girls, and if you then still want to marry me, come up here, and I'll think about it.
I'm on, Miss Young. Say, I found out your first name. It's Claire, isn't it? You know, I used to think Diana was a peach of a name, but Claire beats it by a mile.
Jeffrey went home.
Miss Young cried a little in the solitude of her room. Then she settled down to a half-hopeful vigil of waiting. During the first 2 weeks, she received 7 letters, each one declaring Jeffrey's undying devotion and his firm desire to return for her. Every night she read the entire collection up to date and wept over them, as is the manner of women beloved. Then, for days, she received no word. She fought this rather hopeless portent with a trusting heart. Often during the long day's work, when patients grumbled, when some ogling male became amorously persistent, when the little nurse found herself almost hating mankind, she slipped into the vacant corridor and reread one of the treasured epistles to give her faith. The 3rd week dragged along, and the beginning of the 4th, and still she received not a word. At first she waited impatiently for each day's mail, but finally she began to delay her call at the desk, dreading the recurrent disappointment. At last, one morning at breakfast, she received a letter addressed in Jeffrey's handwriting.
All a flutter, she slipped it into her pocket, until she could be alone. But she couldn't wait, so she tremulously tore the envelope open and read, "My dear Miss Young, I shall always regard you as a woman of the rarest good sense. You must have thought me a great fool. I think a man is hardly responsible for what he does when he is sick. I must thank you for your splendid nursing, and furthermore, for the way in which you brought me to my senses. You see, Diana and I have made it all up again. I'm sending you a card." The card bore the conventional, "Mr. and Mrs. W.P. Harvey announce." Miss Young slowly crumpled up the letter and shoved it into her pocket. "Haney," she said, "one of these days I'm going to take advantage of some guy and marry him while I've got him down." "Oh." "Well, they can't all be happy endings, but we can hope that Nurse Claire did end up, eventually, with her very own, happily ever after. And with that, wherever you may lie, I will wish you a good night and sweet dreams."